Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No Who Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, welcome into a very special edition, an edition that we call Stand With Ukraine here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us tonight. We have a cavalcade of stars that are going to be with us, and we've got special musical performances. And friends, I gotta say a big thank you right off the top of the bat here to Biz TV, who is our on-air broadcaster of television across the country. If you have an antenna, and if you're in the 66 markets where they are, you get Biz TV. You can see this on your television screen. You can also go to biztv.com and get that there. You can stream it. And the Salem News Channel, which is the brand-new operation of the Salem Media Group, that is featuring over-the-top television, which is where you get your Roku and your Apple and those types of things. And these two networks, I went to them last week and I said to Scott Miller and I said to Phil Boyce, I said, guys, what's going on in Ukraine is of such importance. We need to have a basically commercial-free operation next week so that we can do as much good for the people of Ukraine as we possibly can. The phone number is 888-342-1010. I'm going to ask you to start giving right now, 888-342-1010. And let me just tell you that the McCullough family is going to match everything you give in this first hour. So if you go to the phone and you give a gift of whatever size, you're going to commit myself and my family to the same level of generosity as you are willing to put forward for the refugees of Ukraine. And here's why it matters. Here's why it matters. And that number's not going to go off your screen for most of the night. 888-342-1010. The women and children that are refugees, and I watched cable news most of the day today. Poland already has 2 million Ukrainians that are there. This next week, Hungary, Romania, and Czech Republic are all expected to gather tens of thousands more. We are talking north of 3 million, probably closer to 4 million before the end of next week, of people that do not have a place to stay, do not have food to eat, do not have anything except what they could carry with them or wear on their backs as they were escaping the warfare in the middle of the night. And more than one half of these refugees are children. Let's go to the big board, Ivan, and let's give them a preview of what we got coming up, because this is gonna make sense tonight. Coming up in the first hour, we've got Dr. Mark Siegel, who's going to join us. He is one of the Fox News medical all-stars at the Fox News Channel, but he also has ties to both Ukrainian and Russian lineages, and he is going to be with us to talk about what these kids are going to face as they go in just only through 1 year. Only 1 year of refugee life, what it will do to them. And, friends, the news is not good. So we will talk to Mark Siegel later this hour. Rob Davis will also be with us from Christian Solidarity International. They are our partner that are going to make sure that the dollars that we give go exactly to where we say they are. And I'm going to explain that whole system to you in just a moment. They put this entire network together in about 8 days. They wanted to do it faster, but they wanted to make sure that they had the ability to guarantee integrity with everything they did. So it took a little bit longer than they had wanted. But we are pleased to be able to say that whatever you give tonight is going to go exactly to where we say it's going to be. And then in the second hour, we've got newsmakers Kelsey Bowler, KT McFarland joining us in the ladies' lounge. And these are not only two people that are very significantly well-informed on the events of the day. They also happen to be moms. And KT is now a grandma. She's loving grandma life. Kelsey just had her second baby. But I want to get a perspective from them on what it means to mothers to watch these refugees and the moms that are taking them out go through. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. Now, you can also, if you want to get involved, you can give online at csi-usa.org. We've also got, and I'm very, very humbled and honored tonight to get the participation of so many great musical performances. Because we are going to go pretty much commercial-free in both hours, you will hear from Keith and Kristen Getty. Keith texted me this afternoon and said, Kevin, we are so honored to be part of this and can't wait for tonight. They are excited. Faith Hill, Dolly Parton, For King and Country, Zach Williams, Lauren Daigle, and Chris Tomlin and Thomas Rhett before we're all done. Just some of the musical performances that we're going to have from the Music Spotlight stage tonight. And friends, I'm just going to be bold, and I'm going to ask you to do something that I haven't asked you to do in a long time, and that's dig deep and help people that are in need. Now, let me explain why these kids are in such great need right now. A few days ago, in most of their lives, they had their mother and father take them to the train stations in whatever cities they were in Ukraine. They were put on those trains by their dads. Their moms got on the train with them. All of their brothers and sisters got on. And as the train began to pull away, they began to realize that their dad wasn't going with them, and they were saying goodbye to him. And then it sunk in. Dad is staying there to fight Mr. Putin and the Russian invaders and to try to protect the land of Ukraine from being invaded by this dictatorial tyrant and his regime for what they want to do with the land as opposed to what Ukrainians have to say about it. They kissed their dad goodbye. They hugged him for maybe the last time. Husbands and wives looked at each other in the eyes and said, I don't know if we'll see each other again, but I've got to do what I've got to do. And the families left to protect the kids and to get them to safety. And the husbands went back into Kyiv, into Kharkiv, into Mariupol, and took up arms, even if they weren't trained as a formal military officer, they took up arms to try to defend their land from the equivalent of what is the World War II version of Hitler. Putin is rolling through Ukraine like Hitler did the Sudetenland. And he thinks that the world won't do anything about it. And so far, he's been proven right. The world's not doing anything about it. But friends, these refugees, the children that are in pain tonight, and let me give you one other aspect of their life. They left a city in which they had their bedroom, their toys, their life of familiarity, everything that they knew in life as normal. They took a very long train ride. Ukraine is the second largest country in Europe behind Russia. And it took them a long time to get to the West, and it took them a long time to get through the border to Hungary or the Czech Republic or Poland or Romania, wherever they're going. And when they landed, they woke up the next morning in a land that doesn't speak the language that they speak, doesn't understand their language, doesn't know their customs, a completely different situation. And friends, my friends tonight at Christian Solidarity International are on the ground in the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, and Romania. They are giving food. They are giving blankets. They are giving beds. They are giving pillows. They are in some situations providing heating units for the buildings and for the rooms where the families are going. And they are performing emergency needs for them right now. In addition to that, they are bringing in medical supplies and medical teams. They are bringing in hygiene products because, again, if you couldn't carry it, if you couldn't take it, you couldn't get it, you couldn't take it with you. So soap and toothpaste and just even simple things like that are things that these families need. And these children have no sense of where they are or what's going on. And it's because of that fear that I have declared that tonight we will stand with Ukraine. On Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, commercial free, thanks to Salem News Channel and the Biz TV Television Network. And radio stations across the country and video streams, we are going to do everything we can to help as many as we can. And right now, if you give $140, that will feed the family for at least 2 weeks, and it will provide some of those other things, the bedding and the blankets and the pillows and the whatever other things fill in the blank that they need. That's what that gift will supply for that family tonight. 888-342-1010. I beg of you. Please do all that you can to help these families, to help these moms. Friends, I want you to think about this. These moms leave with 2 to 4 children each. They get on these trains. They go to places that they don't know the language or the customs or anything else. And they say, how am I supposed to do this? I don't have I don't have a job. I don't have a means of supplying what my kids need. And the distraught that they feel in their heart, the pain that they feel at the unjustness of what they've gone through, that this tyrant gets to come in and blow up their lives, literally in some instances, with vacuum bombs and other types of artillery that he's shelling these buildings with. Friends, it's not fair. And we can't stop that, but what we can do is say to these kids and these moms tonight, you're not alone. That's why we are going to do all that we can to stand with Ukraine tonight. 888-342-1010. And this hour, the McCullough family going to match whatever you put forward. 888-342-1010. Please go to the phone and make that gift now. 888-342-1010. I need you to go. I need you to be generous. And I need you to do something great and wonderful. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, when we come back from this first musical performance, we're going to hear from Rob Davis of CSI. He's going to tell us what these funds are going to and why they are doing what they are going to do. But friends, I need you to not hesitate tonight. I need you to be bold and vivacious. 888-342-1010. Be generous and go right now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this very special commercial-free Stand With Ukraine Radio Night Live special. We have not done anything like this ever in the history of this show in nearly 10 years. And I want to say thank you to Biz TV, and I want to say thank you to the Salem News Channel for their willingness to forego their revenue breaks so that we could have those times to make extra effort to ask you to get involved with Ukraine. As I said in that last segment, we have special musical presentations. We just heard from the Getty and a brand new song that they just released that is so applicable to this situation called Immigrant Song. I couldn't believe how spot on it was, and grateful for their permission and use and involvement tonight. We've got a lot to get to. We're going to talk to some very important people that have a lot to say about different aspects of what's going on in the Ukraine. But the reason we are doing this tonight is because there are mothers and children right now that have basically for the last 3 weeks been on the go. They have been trying to get to safety. They have been trying to get to a place where they'll have some sort of stability and have something to just hold on to until the foreseeable future becomes the actual future. And that is a scary place to be for, just think about it, a single mom and multiple children. We've spoken with several of those moms and the kids over the course of my news broadcast during the week, the last couple of weeks, and we've heard other testimonials on tape. But this is really starting to be a very dire situation. And the group that jumped in with both feet and said, we can help, is a group that I have been nothing but a huge fan of and advocate for the last, I don't know, it's probably going on close to 15 years now, maybe longer than that. But that's the Christian Solidarity International. We have primarily worked with them in liberating slaves in South Sudan, and we hope to do more of that this year as well. But right now, I'm going to bring Rob Davis in, because Rob, there are just some times when the events of the days in which we live dictate pivots and changes. And so what we are doing is trying to focus on helping these mothers and these children get out of the Ukraine and get to safety with the bare essentials is basically what we're talking about. But welcome back, and talk to us about why CSI felt it was important to be involved.
Well, thanks as always for having us, Kevin. We appreciate the partnership, and your listeners have been so gracious to us. Well, I think all you need to do is look at the news cycle, right? And you know why we need to be involved. Christian Solidarity for many, many years now has been assisting those who are persecuted, who are downtrodden, and this was what we could do. We have offices in Hungary and Czech Republic who were directly involved in trying to address the refugee situation in neighboring countries. And so as soon as we saw the enormity of this, and I think, you know, the numbers that we're seeing just continue to escalate. We're over 2 million refugees now in other countries. And there's no way to support all of that activity, but we can do something. So we decided to join forces with a number of organizations that we know, both inside Ukraine and in the surrounding countries, churches, community groups, seminaries, schools, and provide necessities, as you said, for refugees who are fleeing Ukraine. We're providing food, we're providing blankets, we're providing places to live, we're providing medical needs. There are just so many things, and it's just constantly evolving. But Christian Solidarity, through the help of listeners to your program and others, are addressing these needs. And being that 70% of Ukrainians claim to be Christians, how can we not help our brothers and sisters?
Yeah, especially when they are being put upon by a tyrant who really does not value life at all. By the way, friends, that phone number for you to get involved, and I'm just giving you a round number of a gift that will help a family. It will provide food, and as Rob said, there's other things that they're going to be receiving along the way, whether it be blankets or pillows, or in some places they need like a little heater to keep the room warm. We've got some of those going in, and there's some other things that that they're doing, hygiene, simple things like soap and toothpaste and stuff like that. I mean, we can do so much, but $140 will be an immense assistance to one family tonight. And if you can make your way clear to do that, we would be so deeply grateful. And if you want to do more than that, just ask yourself, how many families can I help? And I'm telling you, friends, with nearly, and as Rob said, it's somewhere between 2 and 3 million now, and a half to two thirds of those people are children. You have many moms with 3 to 5 kids that are all of a sudden only the mom's responsibility. Why? Because dad's back in the country fighting for their future and their survival. And Rob, as you probably are aware, some of those dads have already been killed. Some of them are not going to return. Some of these families will never be reunited with the dads and brothers that put them on the trains just a few days ago. And that breaks my heart. But we've got a job to do right now of helping these moms, and I think that we can do that. But that number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And, Rob, if you could just speak to the situation as it pertains to the fact that Christian Solidarity has always been about helping persecuted people groups and victims of war. I mean, you were doing stuff in Syria when that war was going on and helping the church there as well.
Yeah, thankfully we have tremendous resources throughout that entire region. And as you said so aptly, that's exactly what our mission is, to help the persecuted. And they're right now in our current day today, I don't know that we're exposed to much more dire persecution than what we're seeing every day on the news in Ukraine. It just continues to get worse, and we're compelled to do something about it. Scripture tells us that when one part of the body hurts, we all hurt. So here we are. We've got, as you said, massive numbers of women and children and elderly, primarily, but almost exclusively. So there are these young ones and moms, terrified, all of a sudden finding themselves in a country where they don't speak the language.
Yeah.
They don't know where they're going to live. They don't have food. They don't have a place to lay their head. But we're able to make a difference. So we are.
Yeah, that number again, 888-342-1010, and it is one at a time. And friends, that's all really any kind of help ever is. You can't just, snap your fingers and make a miracle happen. Oh, I wish we could. I wish we could make evil disappear tonight. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. If you're of mind to do stuff online, you can go to the CSI homepage, csi-usa.org. You can see my beautiful picture there on the homepage, and click on there. I'm being facetious here, but click on that and you can give a gift right there as well. But either way, it shouldn't take you more than just about 2 minutes to make that donation. And tonight we are so thankful for our broadcast partners giving us the time to commercial free ask you to stand with Ukraine in this moment, in this dire situation. Nobody expected the war to go this long. Nobody except the Ukrainians who were willing to fight for their future, that is. Putin thought it was going to be over in 3 or 4 days. All the smart people in the world thought that he would conquer them in 3 or 4 days. And now we're pressing into week number 4. And the pain and the suffering has been kind of overwhelmed by the determination of the Ukrainian people to not lose their homes. The least we can do to be of help, and we can't put boots on the ground, we can't do any of that. The least we can do is to say to those moms and children, you're not forgotten tonight, and you will have something warm to eat. You'll have a nice bed to sleep in, and we'll make sure that you have a place to be in this interim time. 888-342-10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asking his Russian counterpart to sit down and talk. Vladimir Putin, despite being frustrated by not taking a swift victory lap, is not showing signs of backing off his invasion of Ukraine. He told attendees to a pro-war rally that Russia will prevail, along with other claims like Ukrainians have welcomed Russian troops. His claims are being noted at the United Nations, including one of a U.S.-backed biological weapons program, of which there is no evidence of. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, America's ambassador to the UN, says it's Russia who is planning on using biological weapons on the Ukrainians.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate.
Unrelated to the war in Ukraine, four American Marines were killed when the Osprey they were in crashed in Norway. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. We are standing with Ukraine tonight. The number is on your screen, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And thank you to the Salem News Channel and Biz TV for this limited commercial interruption presentation tonight, with more musical appearances on the way from Zach Williams and Dolly Parton coming up this hour and Lauren Daigle before we're done. Thankful for everyone's support and encouragement. Friends, the only reason we're doing this is because I had this overwhelming burden more than a week ago to do more than what I was doing. I don't know where you were when you saw Putin begin the invasion, but the minute that it started, I immediately began to remember history. And I think that we are in a bit of a situation these days where we're kind of poor on remembering history. But the way World War II started was that a dictator decided to try to take land that he felt like he had some sort of moral authority to take, some historical legacy or legend that was supposedly his to claim. And Putin hasn't even made that strong of an argument along those lines. He just thinks that Ukraine shouldn't exist. He thinks it should just be part of Mother Russia and that that's that. Well, there's obviously about 40 million people that feel otherwise. And obviously the three-day campaign to take Kyiv has not happened. But what has happened in the meantime is that thousands of Ukrainians have lost their lives. Thousands more have been injured. I remember last week on Saturday night, I had the very unfortunate responsibility of telling you that that mother who had been giving birth at the moment that the maternity hospital was bombed and that they had pulled from the rubble and that they had thought they were going to be able to save her life, that she ended up losing it and they lost the baby as well. This is the heartache. This is the pain that the families of the Ukraine are facing right now. And you know what I'm really impressed by? I mean, I have seen President Zelensky make many of his speeches to the world congressional and parliamentary bodies over the last few weeks. I'm very impressed that he has not asked for any other army to come stand and put boots on his ground. He has asked for a no-fly zone, which would be a significant military commitment from any of the countries that decided to do that. If NATO decided to do it as a whole, it would be a significant commitment from them. But he hasn't asked for people to come and stand next to his soldiers and lose their lives in the process of defending their country. Ukrainians want to fight for their own freedom. They're not asking us to shed our blood. They have simply asked us for more military equipment and greater help in terms of being able to get that equipment to them faster so that they can deal with the Russian threat on its own. Now, today, all day long, there was repeated shelling and humongous bombing of Mariupol, Kharkiv, and there was more in Kyiv than what has been, or Kyiv, than what has been in recent days. But here's the bottom line, friends. Whatever the military action that's going on there now, as of today, the official number eclipsed 3 million in total refugees that have been displaced. Actually, no, that's 3 million that they've processed in multiple countries. The number that I heard of displaced people exceeds 6 million now. This is the single greatest humanitarian displacement since World War II. We haven't seen anything like this since the Nazis were marching across the Sudetenland and Poland. And I'm not asking you to have an opinion about whether or not we should put boots on the ground. I personally don't want us to put American fighting men and women in uniform on the ground in Ukraine. I want the Ukrainians to be able to fend off this plague and send Putin packing back to Moscow where he belongs. And maybe the Russian people take care of him. Ultimately, I believe that there is a God, and I think justice will be done when it comes to what happens to him. But tonight, my heart, my earnest pleading with you is that you don't let these children and these moms, many of whom have now become widows and orphans, but they don't know it yet. Many don't know if their husband is still alive, if their father is still alive, because they are back fighting for their home while the mom is trying to get the children to safety. They are in trouble. This war has started its fourth week now. You can't carry 4 weeks worth of food with you when you're escaping and trying to get to a safe place. Christian Solidarity International, my very good partner, we have freed thousands and thousands of human persecuted peoples across the world over the last few years. You've stood with me. Hundreds of you have said, yes, we're going to do that with you. I'm calling on you tonight to stand up and to say, yeah, we're going to take care of at least one Ukrainian family. $140 gets them food, it gets them bedding, it gets them a pillow, it gets them a place to sleep, it gets them a safe place, it gets a heater in a place that may be otherwise cold, it gets hygiene items for them, it gets soap and toiletries and feminine products and those types of things that that these families need. It gets those for them. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us, Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough, where we take time to talk about really all kinds of aspects of life. And this show was kind of developed to highlight how to help New York come back. But tonight, I think a lot of our thoughts are thinking about the children half a world away that are pouring into trains, and they start out in a Ukrainian city, and they wake up the next morning in a Polish middle school or a Hungarian hospital or a church basement in Romania or somewhere along those lines. And Dr. Mark Siegel has been tweeting and speaking out about what kind of health ramifications all of this has on small children. And he now rejoins us at Radio Night Live. Dr. Siegel, always an honor to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, great to be with you. Thanks for having me. Very important topic.
You're watching what's happening on your TV screen like everybody else is, and you heard President Zelensky give his heartfelt plea today. I think his ending where he said, I'm 45 and my heart stopped beating today when I saw the deaths of 100 children. I think we all have this kind of compassionate empathy. But what specifically jumped out about these events to you?
Well, I think the issue here is first of all, you have to understand that kids need structure in their lives. And we've seen that throughout the pandemic. Now we're seeing it in Ukraine. We're even seeing it to a much lesser extent with kids watching these images and getting worried, and our parents acting the right way when kids have questions. But in Ukraine, kids losing the ability to go to school again, losing the ability to have structure, maybe losing a parent, a lot of orphans, the idea of you're in combat, then you're out of it. If you're lucky enough to be a refugee, you carry that with you. The mortality rate over the first year of a child that's been in the combat zone like Ukraine is extremely high. They're going to experience nightmares. They're going to experience GI problems. They're going to experience flashbacks. All of this occurs. And so you're not out of the woods just by escaping. And the wounds that you get downstream affects psychologically are lifelong. And so that's what this is about, not to mention the loss of a caretaker.
So, and I just want people to kind of get a clear picture of this. Even if the fighting ended today and everything went back to quote-unquote normal tomorrow, what they've already experienced in the disruption of being whisked away in the middle of the night and taken off to another country and all the rest of that, you're talking about layers of damage that's already been inflicted, even if everything went back to normal to, you know, this very moment.
You're correct. When you have a situation where millions are escaping, and over a million of those escaping are children, and I haven't even gotten into issues of physical injury to children, protruding, penetrating wound injuries, children that are forced to be soldiers, children in combat, children that are trafficked, sexual trafficking, human trafficking, very, very high at a time like this. Even if everything went back to normal today, the amount of damage that's been done, not to mention hospitals being attacked, bombed, maternity wards, care for children. By the way, I didn't even get into that yet. Before this happened, we were having a problem with not enough immunizations in Ukraine. Polio immunization is way down. Tuberculosis immunization down. Measles way down. COVID, less than 35% of those in Ukraine have been vaccinated. There's clearly going to be COVID outbreaks attached to this. There's a lot of COVID right now in Europe. So all diseases, dehydration, hypothermia, infection.
This is one of the reasons, friends, why my friends at Christian Solidarity International are on the ground. And we're trying to, Dr. Siegel, I didn't tell you about this before we went on the air, but we're trying to encourage people to help feed the Ukrainian refugees. We've got feeding centers in four of the countries where people are coming out. And again, as you mentioned, we're pressing against the number of 3 million refugees total. And I think more than 50% of them are, in fact, children. 888-342-1010. Where you can call and make a donation. A donation of $140 will feed a family for at least 2 weeks. And I would like everyone listening to consider if you would like to help a family right now just to do that. 888-342-1010. But Dr. Siegel, let's talk about this. Good nutrition and keeping food, just keeping food in them. I mean, you're talking about moms who had, I mean, it's primarily moms that gathered the kids and left because the dads are fighting the bad guys. And they were only able to carry whatever they had with them and could put literally on their physical bodies to go. And with small kids, that's never going to be that much.
Well, you know, I want to flip and sound more positive than you're expecting. If you're a child and your mom is there trying to protect you and get whatever you can, she can for you to eat, that's a positive experience. And that's going to stay with you lifelong also. Your mom fighting for your life, your mom fighting for your survival. That's unfortunately, that's not across the board. But that image is problematic, but that's at least a parent around.
Right.
And so there is a scarcity of food there, and there is a scarcity of supplies getting in the right hands. And there's a lot of money being thrown there, and there's a lot of supplies. But they're not. It's not a for lack of effort, because, Kevin, the effort's there, and it's working.
Yeah.
But you can't imagine how much is actually needed. And by the way, I would like to call upon the United States to take refugee children here. They're not. And Europe is, you know, Germany is stepping up to the plate. Obviously, Moldova, which is incredibly problematic to begin with. Their healthcare infrastructure is terrible. Poland has been really, really all heart in this and reaching out to help. But how about the U.S.? How about we bring some Ukrainian children here?
That would be incredible. Dr. Siegel, let me ask you this. When children are exposed to these kinds of traumatic events, and they're observing what they observe on TV, or they see it with their own eyes. What are some of the things? I mean, I got to think, if you're just a Ukrainian mom and you're on the run with your kids and you're just trying to find a place to land that is going to be safe for, you know, the next day or two. I mean, you don't know how long they're going to be in transit and, you know, trying to get wherever they need to go. And in none of those countries. Like, so New York, the biggest swath of New Yorkers that speak Russian are Ukrainians. But in none of the countries where they go is Russia the dominant language. So it's not Poland, it's not Czech Republic, it's not Romania, it's not Hungary. They all have their own languages. There's a lot of cultural divide that's there, too, in terms of hardship trying to, you know, assimilate to a new place.
Kevin, that's extremely difficult and very, very smart of you and sensitive to point that out. Because, and so... A child that makes it to Poland is good, or a parent or caretaker is going to have a lot of problems. So that's why we're seeing so much difficulty a year down the line.
Dr. Mark Siegel, thank you for your insights. Friends, we are trying to help those very children right now. 888-342-1010. Please call 888-342-1010 and be as generous as you can. $140 helps rescue a Ukrainian family right now. 888-342-1010.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Fella, as we continue our Stand With Ukraine special, brought to you commercial free by Biz TV and Salem News Channel, coast to coast. We are so thankful for these two broadcast partners and their willingness to basically contribute the revenues that they would have made in these 2 hours of programming, so that we can help Ukrainian families. Friends, I hope that you'll take that as a matching challenge. I said that the McCullough family would match anything that you donated in this hour, and I'm sticking to that. 888-342-1010. If you have gone to the phone, $140 rescues a family right now. And what are these families primarily made up of? It's moms and kids. More than half of the 3 million identified refugees and more than half of the 6 million displaced people are children. We are talking about an overwhelming number of young people that are not only without a father at present because they're fighting back in the country to try to stop Russia from taking over their country, but their moms are very much overwhelmed in terms of where they are. I just want you to think about this. If you were suddenly required to go into a country that you didn't speak the language of and whose people didn't have necessarily the same understanding of your language. Ukrainians speak Russian. Russians understand Ukrainian. They very much speak each other's language, and a lot of intermingling and co-marrying has happened between those two countries for a long time. I was speaking with Carol Markowitz, our faithful contributor, this week, and half of her family is Ukrainian and half of them are Russian, and they're all Jewish. But that is not uncommon in terms of what they are dealing with. But these moms and kids that speak Ukrainian or Russian or both, they are going to Hungary, where they don't speak Hungarian, or the Czech Republic, where they don't speak Czech, where they're going to Romania, where they don't speak Romanian, or Poland, where they don't speak Polish. And these countries have opened their arms, but they are running out of capability of taking care of them quickly. And that's why what Christian Solidarity International is doing on the ground is so vital. What we are providing tonight is food for the immediate refugees that are coming across. It's been nearly 4 weeks now since the war started. They don't have a means of continually being able to feed themselves. So we're going to help feed them. We're getting them safe places to sleep with bedding and pillows. We're getting them toiletries and other types of hygiene products that they need, whether it be soap or toothpaste, etc. And we're doing it all with great love and telling them that we are there for them in the process. And friends, this is so vital. I need you to go to the phone. I need you to be as generous as you can. You've got about 50 seconds left to match my challenge in this hour. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Please go and be as generous as you can. You can also go online to csi-usa.org and click on my picture. It's about halfway down on the page. But the easiest way to do it is just to pick up your cell phone and call 888-342-1010 and help a Ukrainian family, rescue a Ukrainian family right now. $140 does just that. And my challenge is, how many families are you willing to help? 888-342-1010. Please go now. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, a short commercial break, and then back with another commercial-free hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.